Pros and cons. Pros and cons. This phrase means the advantages and disadvantages of something. The good and the bad sides you need to think about before making a decision. Now, let's talk about how to pronounce it in American English. Pros and cons. Here's a quick breakdown. Syllable number one, pros. The word pro has a long O vowel. It starts with a P and R blend. Purr, purr. And ends with a Z sound. Say it with me. Purr, O, Z. Pros, pros. Syllable number two, and. In natural speech, and is often reduced to und, or even just n. So native speakers often say something like pros and cons. Pros and cons. Remember, unstressed syllables in English are very short and unclear. They kind of blur into the background. Syllable number three, cons. The vowel here is the open back vowel, ah, like in the word father, ah, cons. Take note, this vowel is different from the vowel in pros. It's ah and not o. Practice the difference like this. O, ah, o, ah. Do you hear the difference and feel the difference? Pros and cons. Pros and cons. Also notice how quickly and disappears. Try saying it with a long, soft n sounds. Pros and cons. Pros and cons. Now follow the rhythm pattern. English loves rhythm. For this phrase, imagine a short song. Ta-da-ta, ta-da-ta. Pros and cons, pros and cons. Okay. Now let's look at some real life situations where you can use this phrase. Number one, decision making. I'm thinking about buying an electric car. But I need to weigh the pros and cons first. You're comparing the benefits, like saving money on gas, against the downsides, like charging time or price. Number two, job interviews. They might ask, what are the pros and cons of working remotely? You could say, a pro is flexibility. A con is the lack of face-to-face collaboration. Number three, small talk or casual advice. Moving to a big city has its pros and cons. This is a great line when chatting with coworkers or friends about life changes. Now let's bring it back to pronunciation practice. There are also pros and cons of studying on your own. The pros? You're independent, and you can go at your own pace. The cons? Sometimes you need personalized advice, especially when it comes to your speech patterns. For example, this podcast lesson, the pros are convenience and accessibility. The cons? Well, there are limitations, like not being able to get personal feedback or ask questions directly. Okay, that's it for pros and cons. Let's wrap up. Pros and cons. It's a super useful phrase when talking about choices. Remember the two vowel sounds O in pros and R in cons. Pros and cons. Practice with rhythm. Ta-da-ta. And connect the words smoothly like a native speaker. Ta-da-ta. Pros and cons. Try using this phrase at least once today. Whether it's about food, plans, or jobs, there are always pros and cons before making a good decision. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode of English Wave.